HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
The Indian Navy and Coast Guard's ships and aircraft trawled the waters off Mumbai's coast on Wednesday. They were looking for survivors from a barge which sank under the impact of Cyclone Tokuta A. Three other vessels and facilities were battered by the cyclone in the Arabian Sea. 26 people are confirmed dead and 49 still missing. Tokuta caused gusts of wind up to 210 kmph and 9-meter waves as it raced past Mumbai. India on Wednesday approved the use of home-based rapid antigen tests. They can detect COVID-19 in just 15 minutes, the ICMR said. These test kits will eventually be available for sale over the counter at chemist shops, it added. The tests have been manufactured by Pune-based MyLab Discovery Solutions Limited. They will only cost 250 rupees per kit. Experts have advised that these tests should be used for only symptomatic individuals and close contacts. The government has said that messaging app WhatsApp's stand on its new privacy policy is not acceptable. It has also asked the company for the second time to roll back the privacy policy update. The new terms of use formalizes WhatsApp's policy of sharing data with its parent company Facebook. It will happen when a user interacts with a business account, the company has said. But the government told WhatsApp that the change undermines informational privacy, data security, and user choice. Former Germany midfielder Sami Khedira is retiring from football. Khedira's entire year was affected due to injuries he sustained. 15 years of professional football have left their marks, he told reporters. The 34-year-old made 77 appearances for Germany, helping it win the World Cup in 2014. Khedira's last game will be against Hoffenheim on Saturday, if he plays. Flying taxis could take off in Europe by 2024, the region's air safety regulator has said. They will first be asked to ferry packages before passengers, Patrick KY said. Autonomous drones will take at least 5 more years, he added. It will finally be followed by the use of larger aircraft. Craft that fly in crowded cities are likely to require higher safety standards.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.